I have an announcement.
Okay.
Are we podcasting?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was the
announcement. No, that's not
there.
The announcement.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for joining us on the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. You can find us on all of the socials. You can watch all of this on the YouTube. We are also touring right now, which we're having such a blast with this show.
It's really fun.
Just
you guys.
To give you, I think we like don't say what the show's about enough because we're afraid we're going to like burn it. But what we're getting from people is the most fun part about this show is us talking about parenting our kids and also parenting our parents. So, and then we also obviously flash back to when we were young, and that's been a true delight. But like, we're getting a lot of people responding very strongly to that part of our show.
Right.
And you can go to imomsohard.com for tickets. It's a blast. We're having so much fun. And there's some surprises that I'm not going to reveal, but Jen shows her boobs.
That is not a surprise, but also not happening.
But also could happen.
We don't know. You know, after the show, when we settle in and have a couple cocktails.
Which I've been doing.
Certainly a possibility.
$100 at the blackjack table. I'm not mad about that.
Yep.
I haven't played blackjack in so long, and it felt, God, it felt, it's exactly where I need to be. You know why? Because I'm that person. If they knew that I am not there to gamble, that I'm there to make a connection and make a friend.
No, we know.
You guys, I'm the saddest person, but I want to sit down and I want to do the conversation that happens at a blackjack table, which is like, what does the book say? Like, I like to talk to the dealer. I like to fist bump the guy next to me.
Okay.
I
don't like any of that.
I like to get to know Sharon. I'm like, Sharon, you're a strong call splitting your sevens.
Like, you fuck everybody up down the line, Sharon.
Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to like ruin a card for somebody. So
splits
I always ask.
Splits on a seven. You just want to double
splits
your
on two sevens.
Why do you want to do that? Isn't it 17?
Because then you could get two 17s. That's a strong.
Two 17s is strong? Depends on if the dealer is got a hit on 17
this is why
or 16.
This is why she's
I question everybody at a table. I don't want anybody to mess up
my. This
is
why you play slots and I play blackjack.
That's exactly why
I
switched to pennies.
Things are happening. We're home for a bit. We're home for April and then out again in May. We're going to be in Texas. We're going to be in Chicago? No.
Minneapolis.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Which is where we shot our Amazon special.
Minneapolis. Hold on.
Minneapolis. We're going to be at Prior Lake.
You know what? We don't know where we're going to be.
I kind of do.
We're going to be in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Joliet, Illinois, Milwaukee, and Prior Lake, Minnesota, which is Red Bay.
Those are going to be really fun, big shows.
Yeah.
Come on out. Go to imomsohard.com for tickets.
I have a bag of swag because I always travel with the big suitcase, and I have things for Kristen that she needed to get from my house. From
so
the last
we should make this the hot flash, right?
We'll get to
God,
the hot flash.
I just
flash.
Got so hungry.
Oh, there's salad coming for you. I've got
oh,
you.
Oh, great.
Well, or you can eat this cake. You guys,
maybe that's why I just saw it.
When we did our Omaha show.
Oh my God, it was so awesome. They did it like a homecoming for us.
Yeah, it was like a homecoming.
Sashes.
They gave us sashes. You'll see those eventually in the podcast. Everything is still packed except for
my suitcase is still packed from the show we just got back from 4 days ago, okay. And it's in my living room.
Cakes by Diane in Omaha. I'm just going to shout everybody out.
Give them all.
Made us. If you're
look
watching on the YouTube, you'll see two ladies, hot middle-aged women with glasses on their heads, and also this cake that's all fondant.
Look
art.
At that.
They say fondant all right for everybody, or you want to send me a shitty message and say how I can do better because I'm not in the mood today,
nobody
y'all.
Nobody sends you shitty messages. I'm the one that says you said it wrong. But wait, show this again because...
Okay, show.
Well, what I'm going to say
is... Got a crown on it.
If you're only listening, this
good. I forgot it's not a visual medium.
Has a sash that says I mom so hard on it. It has a little crown. Has a thing of roses.
Like
and it's got sparkles
like,
in it.
Yeah.
And you can eat this shit. So this is like next level for us. And we keep stuff like this because it means so much to us.
That's right.
So hopefully this will be like our wedding cake for Jen and I.
Yep.
And I'm going to put this up here.
Yeah. No, it's delicious. My daughter, I've had to pry it out of her hands multiple times. This, Kristen, remember these? Okay. When we first started out on tour, what?
It's just funny. You're like, look at this, a piece of wood. We went from sparkly cake to,
all right,
look at this wood.
I get what you're asking me to do, and it's to describe things. Okay. At shows, there are some lovely women who bring us gifts. And this woman
so nice.
Brought us oak and ash from Forest Farm brought these handmade from trees on their farm. Well, shut up. They're from the trees on our farm. It's not like they went to Home Depot and got like a 1x8 and cut a whole bunch of cheese boards. Somebody on, like her husband, he sounds hot.
Chopped down a goddamn tree and made us these
oak and ash beautiful cheese boards.
They are beautiful. Shove it up your ass, Kristen.
You can see the grain. It's gorgeous.
It is really pretty. Is this a cheese board or a cutting board?
Either or.
All right.
I think it's beautiful enough you can serve cheese on that.
I think so too. Are you kidding?
Kristen, I'm sorry. What's the difference between a cheese board and a cutting board?
I don't know, but I thought if I didn't know, you would get mad at me because you are spicy right now.
Clever marketing, I think, is all that. That could hold a meat and cheese board for sure.
You
literally do anything with that.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It doesn't feel like, you know, particle board from Home Depot.
No, I think somebody...
And somebody did make a thing in it.
Branded it.
Yeah,
oak and ash. It's so nice.
That's our future name, oak and ash, but it should be oak and ass. Just saying. You can be the oak.
Okay,
next.
Then, I've got Eleanor's skate bag back.
Is that part of the memorabilia? Is an Amazon skate bag?
I'm going to go out of order. Can I do a mom bag?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Then I'm going to go get to something because it feels like we only... Okay.
A mom bag?
What?
A hot flash?
Shit. You guys, I'm so drunk right
now. She's got a new segment for everything. I'm like, okay, I'll follow along.
No.
You're going to do a new mom bag?
It's not a new mom bag. It's a mom box.
A mom box. Whatever.
Damn it, you guys.
I think there's a lot of hot 28-year-old guys listening to this going, man, she's off the rails.
Yeah.
She goes mom bag to hot flash.
No, they don't know the difference.
They don't know. They're listening to us because we are simply so desirable.
Yeah. I bet they hear mom bags and you're like, those sound like great tits. That's what that sounds like. Sounds like somebody I want to see naked. And I bet I can see those odd-shaping nipples.
I don't want any of those 28-year-old boobs that I could get. I want middle-aged boobs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you're into that, you're more likely to get those than anything else.
I like boobs that have seen some service in their days.
You know what? I think there's some bros that are into that, that are like, I don't want the new ones.
I
don't want a Ferrari. I want a 1989 Cavalier.
I don't know if you give men the option if they're going to choose the old Delta 88. Which is Kristen's bra size. But I do think if it's boobs or no boobs, they're going to take whatever boobs they can look at.
Boobs, they don't care. They're just boobs. Like, I honestly think, like, you could put any set in front of them and they're like, I'm on board.
Yep, honestly.
I don't think men are discerning about the boobs.
They're not. But you give them too many options and that's where it gets
That's just like being at Home Depot. It's just a wrench.
Yep. Okay, so I'm slamming into the microphone right now.
It might be a reflection. Is it working?
Oh, it's working.
Here, you put...
Okay.
Look at this. If you know, you know.
Okay,
This is a beautiful, handmade, crystallized poster that Jen from Nashville her husband Kevin made us, but Jen really made this. But let me just say something to you. If you have a middle school girl, she has come home with one of these projects, which is like... these individual crystals,
and you have to take
the adhesive off, and then your hand gets stuck on it all the time. Literally, my skin is, but these are so hard.
I'm guessing this is a 14 by 18.
This took so long to make.
And this woman is going to get more play from me than my husband.
Let me tell you, we carried this through the airports, and I refused to carry it on the inside, so literally everyone that saw us. Saw me carrying a sign for myself.
Yep.
Because I feel like that's the only way.
Kristen and Jen.
And then Jen's arms were so short she couldn't carry it. So
all right, I'm going to set it down.
That's just amazing.
That's our mom box. It's so nice. And she was like, this is what I do. We have a kid who's 18.
I'm like, I'll show you what I do. It would be sit.
Yeah. A lot of laying, eating, farting, remote changing.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you I'm doing all the things and I'm not doing any of it.
But why do we need to if Jen's going to do it for us, honestly?
I got to make space for all types of people and I am not a crafter, okay? I'm never going to learn how to cross stitch. I'm never going to put a a gem on anything for anybody ever. Yeah. I will make a card.
She's not going to chop down a tree. And I'm make
more
you...
likely to chop down a tree.
Yeah, maybe out of anger or...
I think I would chop down a tree. I think that'd feel sexy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm way more likely to do that than if you're like, hey, Kristen, put these 10,000 crystals on this poster. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we both know. There's no shot of that happening.
Here's how we can work together. I will put the crystals on a tree and you chop it down.
Great.
And then we'll move it to like...
Jen will make one of those. Jen's got it
in her. I can't. I don't have it to make one that big. And I would love to reciprocate Jen Knapp, but what you will get is like a cocktail napkin size thing that looked like I just sneezed a bunch of crystals onto it because I don't have...
Mine is only going to be half done. The number of projects I have that are half done, if half done projects were... trendy, I would be a millionaire.
When do we have time to do this stuff? She said to us, my kid's 18.
And I've got
very,
time.
Like on autopilot sort of situation.
If I had time, I still wouldn't.
That's the thing I was hoping to talk about today. And not, listen.
Not make fun of you? Not make
Please
me?
Please don't make fun of me. But this is anything.
I never make fun of her. God. She makes fun of me way more than I make fun of her.
You want to weigh in, Sheila? You want to say?
She's been with us for two episodes.
Well, she can observe. You know, she's got eyes. She's got ears. She can see what's...
Once in a while.
I think it's everybody even. If you're listening to the I Mom So Hard podcast.
Weigh in. Who makes fun of who more?
It's going to be me.
It's going to be you. And only because if every now and then I get a ringer. What's
that? Look at that sweatshirt for you. That's been at my house for a little bit.
Who's this from? The Beat... Be Either Fox.
These.
What's that? I thought that was gonna be chocolate. I know. Tough as a Mother. The pencil pack.
Okay, because we got sent a galley version of this book, and we just got the book. She just launched this book, so we're gonna tell you what this book is because I think it's really it's
Can
a book.
You hold it up?
It's called Tough as a Mother, if you're watching on YouTube.
Oh!
And it's a series of essays, women in sports, working moms, and shared traits that empower us all.
That's awesome. Don't think I'm squinting because I'm being like snotty. I'm squinting because I can't see.
There's like Olympians. It's great.
So, okay, first of all, I just have to say
Kristen's better at product presentation than I am.
That's actually not true. When we have to do
Let's ask them who compliments who more because just a little sleepy, you guys. I'm just a little sleepy.
I thought this was, is it Allie, the soccer player that we know, or is this a different thing?
I think it's a different thing, but you can go through and you can read all of the athletes that contributed.
That is super neat.
They're all moms. They're all athletes. They're doing all this. But what I like is it's not about like being an athlete or even being a mom of athletes. It's about like the digging deep that it takes to... Mother.
Why don't I just read an excerpt from Tough as a Mother?
She hasn't prepared. She just literally
Women's
opened
Basketball
up.
Hall of Famer Pamela McGee was the first in a lot of things, first WNBA player to have both a son and a daughter play professional basketball, first round draft pick of the first ever WNBA draft, and part of the first mother-son duo to win Olympic gold medals. Now I feel bad.
I know. Now I'm starting to feel
There's more about her that's pretty awesome. And then this is her first paragraph, which I think is pretty awesome. I just opened this book, you guys. Who takes a 9-month-old baby into a foreign country where you don't even speak the language? My son wasn't planned. Having a baby was not in the plans that I had for my life at the time. When I look back, if I'm totally honest, I really don't remember a lot of it because it was so hard. But I had this underlying drive to where I felt like I had to work twice as hard as everybody else because I had this baby. Yeah. And I wanted to prove that I could do it. It was just, this is what I needed to do, and this is what I was gonna do. Which is pretty awesome. Like,
it's so great. It's, you know, it's not a book about like, look, if I can be an Olympian and be a mom, then you can.
You should be an Olympian too. I think that's out of the.
No, that is not what the book is about. And I needed it. I needed to be reminded of this today because this is what I was going to say is so in my ether. And when things are like in my ether or in Kristen's, we're like, let's talk about it because for sure everybody else is dealing with it. I cannot keep up with all of the things that I need to go to and be at for my kids right now. And like last night we had an event at the school and I was on like one of those WhatsApp groups looking afterwards.
Nightmare
and there
never.
Was this mom who was like, I didn't know about it. I missed it. What is it? Like, and I felt her stress through her message through the phone. And I wanted to be like, They're not going to be in counseling about this later, yo. And I have a thing with my husband where we kind of disagree about this at times. Now, I'm not saying do what my parents did, which is like go to a
checkout.
Like where there's, you can count on both hands the number of events that they attended.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like the based on what you've told me, like that it hurt your feelings. It was they were a little too hands off, which is not totally out of the normal for our generation.
For 80s parents, look, I'm happy to throw those guys under the bus and say what they did wrong as parents. Like
she's
crazy.
She's got a list.
You know what? You want it now?
Because I've got a list too, but.
But my husband's, he's like, my parents never missed a soccer game. And I'm like, I'm not that camp either.
Yeah.
Like, I think
I'm with you.
You can miss some. And I think the kids need to be okay with it because one of the things that, like, there was a Slate article recently where it's not something that I normally read. It, like, evidently could see into my brain that I needed to read it. And it was this mom saying, like, I work full time and my husband works full time and he is on weekends and I don't want to go to the fucking game because I get 2 hours a day to myself.
Yeah.
Like, and I know what people will say when they hear that, but I think it's okay to miss some
of this
stuff.
I think it's okay to miss too. And I think that like the quick response is when another woman says, you'll never regret that you went.
And we get that. We hear that from moms and we love it.
We get that. And I get the notion. We're talking about the expectation of that you have to go to everything.
Everything.
Because you're right. I won't regret that I go, but I won't remember that I went. So like there are times when I think if a mom is having a really stressful time and there's a mall nearby and you want to go walk around while your kid's playing a soccer game once in a while, I think that's okay.
I think so too.
Okay, because you got to get your head straight. And what good are you if you're there, A, working on your phone? I think that sends a worse message than anything. If you literally have to work and you're trying to work at a field and your kid looks up and you're on your phone, I don't care what the circumstances are there. You have made a choice.
There either.
You're choosing your phone.
Yeah.
If you are in a bad mood and you seem surly or your energy's going to suck, go to that mall. Like I really am. I'm on your camp. I've missed because we've been on the road.
Sure.
But sometimes I'm like, I just give myself a break because I know that I work hard and I know that I have to be okay with it. I think that the expectation that we put on each other as moms is still out of it's bananas.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that when we were kids. This notion that we have to go to practices, forget it. That is ridiculous.
No,
we play more games. There's more stuff.
Yes.
There's more expectation. Back in the day, it was like, you just go to practice after school. Your parents were never there. It was weird if your parents showed up there.
Well, that's when
I'm not going to practice.
When we're traveling and when we're out of town and I know I'm going to miss the games, I go to practice just because I want to be able to like...
I don't.
I want to like have the conversation with them. But my husband and I are like, we're tag teaming it, you know? And
yeah.
It's like, it's... Especially if one of the two of you, or you're a single parent, and you should not be expected to be at all of those things.
Yeah.
I think that requirement is like what is making parenting so hard and so overwhelming for parents these days, you know, is like that you can't be all of these things. And it's not fair to moms to ask them to like...
No. I also wonder like just... I know for us, we're trying to like
farting, you guys.
Jen just ripped one. I think for our family that I'm really, really trying to eat out less because it's just an endless stream of spending money that makes me insane. And like, I don't necessarily think the food that we go out to eat is better than the food I can make at home, but I think it's so, so expensive right now. And so I wonder like, if you're going to all these practices, you're going to all these games, how are you cooking at home? Like, I know that sounds so like 1950s, but I'm like,
right.
I sort of wonder if like my husband can be at the game and I can be cooking a meal. If that is my participation in this, like I know that sounds very like old school, but I just,
there's definitely instances where the reverse is happening, you know, like,
where I go to the game, my husband cooks a meal. That'd be nice.
Well,
but then we're having,
but he's coach too. So
he's a coach.
A little bit different.
I feel like it would be weird if I was like, Coach Colin is at home making chicken.
because he couldn't make it tonight. Because
it is different when you have your husband is coaching, but I feel like overall, at the end of the day, especially like even like dance moms, those competitions. I don't even understand.
Okay, so
those are next level.
All right, for better or for worse, Kristen and I have both been really getting into Dance Moms. Granted, 20 years late. Okay, so I missed it, but now it is the train that I am on.
I don't know what happened that everybody started watching it.
I don't know. It was good marketing or something because everybody did. Like my kids started watching it. Eleanor started watching it.
Eleanor's watching it in the shadows. I'm like, when did you start watching it?
We are hooked. I mean, I think I watched 3 episodes yesterday just while we were eating dinner.
I can hear it in the background, and now I'm like, what'd she say?
I get it.
But that was rude. What How did she feel say? About her solo?
Why is her voice like that?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to listen to. And like,
oh my God.
It's a real train wreck.
It's a lot. But that was the other thing is that watching that show gave me stress because, as I mentioned last week's podcast episode, I decided my daughter's not going to go to basketball because she was going to go to a school thing.
Yeah.
And because to me, that just took priority. It wasn't there like a required thing.
There has to be a moment when you make decisions like that.
Those girls on Dance Moms, they don't miss anything for dance.
They also, I'm sorry.
Can they read?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean.
We were part of a baseball team and Finn was a first grader and we were on the field at 7:30 at night. They had to crank on the lights at the baseball field. I go, we're not doing this. I said, this is his bath time, sleep time, read time, and this is important to me and it should be important to you, but we are all still on a field at 8 o'clock at night with these littles. They're first graders. This is ridiculous. Like,
right.
Everybody just needs to like take it down a notch. And I think if we do that, if we say, I'm going to be the one that does, I bet everyone around you takes a solid breath.
Yes.
And they go, me too. I'm going to do that too. Instead of being like, you'll never regret the moment. Yeah, you're right. But I'll also really enjoy walking around the mall and just eyeballing shit at Sephora because I need a break.
Let's be honest, too. I mean, you can go to many games or events that your kids have, and some of them are just a real C average. Like
most of them are. Yeah. We love them because we get to see our kid, but you're not like, wow.
You're like, I'm glad I was here to pep talk you after that game. That's what I was last time. 100%. And so those moments are important. You know, I think like, you're going to just by luck have ones that are like, oh, they had a great game or they made this great shot that they weren't expecting, you know, or made a great save on goalie or something like that. You don't need to be at every single one to have those like
memories. I don't think
you
need to be at every single game and I don't think you need to be at any practices, in my opinion. Now, if you're going because you're going to miss a game, fine. But I really don't think the stands should be full of parents. I understand that sometimes it's easier just to sit there because you have an hour.
Than to drive.
But go sit in your car. I say, go totally, like, get in the back seat. This is what I do. Get in the back seat of your car. Because sometimes I lay down back there and I put my feet up and I'm like, I don't need anybody's judgment.
I will go to, I'll go to pick up from school early if I got a couple minutes and I will lay that seat back.
Hell yes, I will.
Don't judge me. I got an alarm set so I can get it together.
I'll put myself on my side and I'll get, like, comfortable.
Turn the seat on.
I don't want tech snack.
Oh my God.
That's right.
There are very few moments that we get to ourselves and also the focus should be, look, when there are two, we did this, don't ever do this. No, do this.
Oh yeah,
this,
it's my
whatever.
Favorite.
When you're like, they're 3 and 4 and you're like, let's put them in soccer. They're going to learn stuff. They're not going to learn shit. They don't learn any. All we used to do was run and keep that kid from going to the parking lot.
Yeah,
like there was no bonus to anybody.
I will
remember playing. Like,
no, they have no form memories until 4.
Absolutely,
but I
not.
Will say if there's ever a time that you don't want to miss a game, that is that era because it is such carnage and it's
God.
Delightful.
It's hurting
there's,
cats.
T-ball is the most chaotic. Fantastic thing. Somebody's crying. Somebody's upset.
You can't
nobody
leave,
hits a base.
You can't leave those littles with one adult.
Two
just,
dudes?
No way. No way.
No you way. Everybody's getting lice because they're sharing helmets. It's awesome.
Plus you could have a mom there to walk kids to the bathroom.
Oh
you
gotta, my God.
You need to be there.
We've put in our hours if you've done T-ball. If you've
That's
done T-ball
different.
And now you're going to like player pitch, you can take a day.
We did. I think it was coach pitch was the level that we were at. But still, these kids, they're so goddamn bored, and these geese came on the field.
Oh, yeah, they're like, just, how many geese do you see?
And we were like, don't look at the geese.
Yeah,
like,
they're all looking at the geese.
Dads out there trying to chase the geese off of the field to get these kids to. Those are memories those you want to have.
I remember at T-ball one time, everybody had learned how to floss, the dance move, the floss. And it started in right field.
That's really useful.
Started in left field. Pretty soon the infield and the opposing team were just flossing. And I was like, this is why you go at this age.
Yep.
But because you're there because they really need a parent there. But as soon as they create a little independence and you know it's a drop-off situation, give yourself a break.
Especially when all these sports parents have too much opinion. Like, I can't tell you the number of emails that go out on AYSO every season that say, you're there to watch. You're not there to coach. Like, nobody needs your opinion. Nobody needs you saying shit loud at all unless it's good job, great, yay, go Wolves.
Or
go
my favorite is when, like, people are like literally emotionally upset about like a win or a loss.
Counseling.
And I'm like,
you need counseling.
Are we still on this? I want to go get Mexican food.
You need counseling. If you are that invested in it.
Two dads broke out in a fight one time. Kids were second grade, maybe third graders. And I just watched these two assholes just try to fight. And they both had the wind capacity.
Getting your shirt off.
I was like,
come on.
I was like, girls, come in over here. And I want you to look this way. I don't want you to look that way because you're going to see something you don't need to see. Also, it's going to last all of 30 seconds because those assholes are both packing on 40 pounds extra.
I know.
Okay?
A lot of it is
ashamed.
The
Be
delusion
ashamed.
That anybody's going to go pro at anything. It's The odds are low. I'm not saying we shouldn't support what they want and stuff like that, but like, that's a thing that of the many upsetting things about Dance Moms, including that it is 20 years old. And I'm like, did I dress that way back then? I really hope
as
not.
As the mom or as
with
the
those
kid?
Like bedazzled jeans, you know, and like the like,
I think I can say I've never. I did wear a peekaboo.
The jewelry's real matchy-matchy, and it's everybody's got like that. K+8 hair and like.
Okay, I didn't do that, but I did wear a peekaboo shoulder, and I did like True Religion jeans, but no bedazzled.
These were more like the Miss Me ones.
I think we were out being single when these people were dealing with their children.
Yeah, because that is a thing that worries me. But another thing that worries me is how like upset these moms get about stuff that it's like an injustice to them or like. That it's like unfair.
But if it's your whole life, that's what I'm saying. I think what you're saying is if it's your whole
life.
There's
so many learning things. Like if something is unfair to your child, you're like, hey, this is where you got to be the bigger. It's like you got to teach them how to deal with that shit. But clearly you are not emotionally stable. If you go to the whole world is against me, Abby Lee Jones dance or whatever it is out to get me and to kill me. Why is everybody trying to ruin my life?
I'm like, I feel like that's a micro, like it's a microorganism. Like it's a, like
I
to me, it's whenever there's too much of one thing. That's my thing is like at kids at, especially under fifth grade, I can't even believe we have the conversation. Like, they don't know the sport they want.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they are naturally really good at baseball, but still, open the world up, man.
Right.
Like,
we don't need to make it so important that it becomes our everything.
It's
too.
Your everything.
Yeah.
It's, when it's anything becomes your, I think that's with religion. I think it's with sport. I think it's with life. I think it's with vitamins. Like, whenever anything becomes too much of one thing, you're in trouble.
It's
everything
too
in moderation,
much.
Man.
Right.
And again, I think the expectation is when something is too much of one thing, the expectation is that person that's taking that person to too much of the one thing is mom. And like you're driving more. And plus, if you have more than one kid, literally yesterday, Eleanor and or 2 days ago, Finn and Eleanor both had soccer practice. And one starts at 6 and one starts at 6:30 and one gets done at 7 and one gets done at 7:45. And I was like, and two different fields. So I'm like, here. I immediately was like, can you take Eleanor home? I'm like, I am not playing this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to, why do I have to do this much? Let's all carpool.
I mean, whatever you perceived benefit you might be giving your child by being there, there is a deficit that is seen in some other way too, because I'm sorry, you can't be a million places at once. And if you are sitting on a field just watching a practice or every single game or every single, there is something at home that you're not doing. Well, some of that might be like self-care, or some of it might just be like catching up on something that's like, am I an asshole?
No, but here's what I would say. My argument to that is, if you enjoy sitting at the games, sure, and you enjoy singing at the practices, then whatever needs to be done at home doesn't matter. But if you are at the practices and you have a stomach ache because you're going to now extend your night 2 more hours where you don't get to enjoy anything that you want to, you're going to have to clean, you're going to have to fold laundry, you're going to have to get up and go to work.
That's my thing.
If that is what you're sacrificing, then you have to start making choices so that you feel supported and you can take care of yourself, because nobody's looking out for you.
No,
you got to look out for you.
I mean, the choice I feel like I'm making sometimes, am I going to go to my favorite book night at school, or are my kids going to have clean sheets for the first time in like 2 months?
That's a tough call. Book night.
I know. But that's what I'm saying.
Then I go to book night. I don't want to have to do any. I hate taking sheets off.
Nine times out of 10, I'm probably going to do the book night thing.
We always do the night.
I don't want to feel bad about missing that
stuff. But you have to be okay. You, Jen, have to make the decision, I'm not going to feel bad about this. That's the only way it really works. And I think we all know when we feel a little guilty, like, oh, I could have been at that game. When does that happen? Not very often.
Very rarely.
I like going to the games. I get a lot out of it. I'm also 100% okay with letting there be dishes in my sink until the next morning. I'm not going to go add hours to my workday because I get to extend, I get a break because I was at a game. Does that make sense?
I should make that caveat too. I'm not like, you know what I'd rather do is lay around and watch TV instead of go to this game. That is never my option. And I don't think that's an option for most moms. So let's take that. Hey, if that's what you need to do for self-care every now and again.
What if I say doing laundry, but I binge watch Murder on Netflix.
Some of that is self-care.
I'm in a better mood.
When everybody comes back,
if they come home and I'm like happy, huggy, but shit hasn't been done and I'm just in a better place. Did I win?
I think you did. I think everybody probably did, because you're like refreshed and you're a better mom. And it is a very different time where your whole job is not just being 100% a mom, you know, you're divided.
The heavy lift is that we forget it is not just getting a kid to a place. It is their bags. It's their water. Did they do their homework? It's crawl in the car. Do you have gas? You got to think, oh, okay, what appointments? So then you're like multitasking on your phone. It's just never ending. And I think it's okay once in a while to give yourself a break and say, I don't think they need me there today. I'm going to see if somebody else can pick them up. I'm going to go to the mall, or I'm going to go watch Murder. I don't know. I just think let's put ourselves first a little bit. And the only way you can do it is if you do it.
And I have been doing this a lot lately. If one of the kids doesn't want to go to the other one's game or to the other one's, I'm okay with that. I'm like,
oh, absolutely not. I am not okay with that. No, that absolutely is not. There is a painful truth that if you are a sibling, you will sit through
every
a sibling's
now and again.
Game.
You get a day off of going to a game.
I agree with you. I'm just teasing, but I do think
it's fun to be there sometimes.
Hell,
but
yeah, it's part of life. I told Colin, I go, Eleanor, I love my daughter. I love my daughter. But given the opportunity, if to go to Finn's game or stay home and play Dress to Impress or be on her iPad or lounge to herself and self-care, she will take option B every time and twice on Sundays. But I told Colin, I said, you take her to the game and make her the ball girl, or make her the bat girl, and make her a part of this, because that's too many hours alone and nobody should get that much free time. So
that's not fair.
That's not fair. I'm not talking. I'm saying go to the mall for an hour. I'm not saying you get the whole weekend free.
Yeah.
So she was, and so evidently she took her iPad with her and she went into the back seat of the car and she enjoyed, she evidently turned on the car and turned on the heat. And my husband has an electric car. And so they had 3%. battery she had taken a blanket. My daughter, there's no one that will be better at brunching than my daughter. I think she has like her
can't wait for her to turn 21.
Oh my god, she has her Stanley cup and she's putting all her emojis and having like chats and whatever. And I'm like, your ass needs to be out on that field suffering with the rest of us. I do think once in a while the kids can take a break.
Especially
from it,
like
sure.
Because they're doing different activities and stuff like 100%. That. 100%.
And so let them stay home and do homework.
You had a busy week. Like,
oh, I don't know about
if
that.
If you just, I mean, if you want to, right now, maybe mommy's just overwhelmed because, everybody
is overwhelmed.
Every single day of the week, there's something else. Like, look, and my kids don't have, like, Delilah doesn't have something 5 days a week. Dash does not. But between the two of them,
somebody's doing something every single
pretty
night.
Pretty much every day. And now we're doing basketballs on Sundays for one. It's on, so it's literally every day of the week.
Yeah,
and
we have something every day.
We got to say no to some of this stuff and, like, prioritize.
Yeah.
Because I can justify doing it for my own mental health, and I can definitely do it for my kids, you know?
Yeah, you get to say what you can handle and what you can't, and that's okay. I just don't think that you can be a yes man when it comes to being a mom all the time, because you will go nuts. You can't, especially if you live, well, people say, I think, like, it doesn't matter where you live, you're driving, because if I'm from a small town, if we went to a game, it was an hour away.
Yeah.
Like, we had a bus. It was like your parents would go to the game maybe, and then you get a ride home with your parents, but there was just a bus. So I think when they get a little older, it's okay to take a beat. And am I just repeating myself all the time?
No, I think
am I on board? How do I feel? I'm hungry.
I don't know if we agree on this, except for the fact that we're both hungry. No, I
I do think we agree with it. I think that I was raised with sports and with that kind of life. And I do think there's a lot of benefit to it, but I come from a place of also thinking we've gone too far.
Yeah.
So we are not immersed in any one thing. And I've had to fight for it to be like that. Like, we did travel soccer for a second. It was a very reasonable soccer. It
oh
was
my
only
God. Like travel hockey and baseball and mm-mm. all that. I don't know.
We said no. I was like, there's no way that we can't manage that with working. And then I don't want my kid to be pawned off on another kid. So I was like, no, it's perfect. Rec ball and school sports are good enough. Like, for now, at least, until someone tells me otherwise. And still I'm like, no, we love to get together as a family and watch, like, nights of, like, we'll watch Survivor at night. And, like, I like my at home time with my family.
Yes.
I'm fighting for it right now.
Did we mention this? I don't even remember. I've stopped listening to myself. It does feel now like the times that are really valuable to our kids and with our kids are those, like, really not sexy times or interesting times. It's when you're, like, it's not when you're on vacation. It's not when you're at
no
the
way.
Winning game. It's not when you're throwing them the biggest birthday party ever. It feels like sitting next to them when they're doing homework or being in the car next to them on the millions of places that you're driving them, are those things that they're going to remember more?
That's my favorite part, is, like, I suck it up most of the time. Not saying that I can't or take a break. I'm not saying that. But I do enjoy the drive there and the drive back, because we are a family that put a rule in very, very quickly that there's no talking about the sport or the game and from.
I like that.
You can't, there's no breaking down the game. My husband isn't like that either. And thank God, because, like, the game happens, you get in the car, it should be talking about, like, your favorite movie or, like, what restaurant you're going to go eat at. Or, like,
analyze that shit.
I would not want that to be our conversation. It's really a lovely time going and coming back. But again, it's...
Well, let me dig my parents out from underneath the bus by saying that I used to hate when I was a kid going to the grocery store.
Ugh.
Okay. And by the way,
I still hate it.
We were military, so you went to the commissary.
Which
on
has
payday.
A little fight in it.
Oh my God. It would be like you had to fight to get milk and
that
hamburger.
That seems more
man.
Exciting than going to Jack and Jill's when I was a kid. And I was like, just kill me, Terry.
Line. My
just
mom would
kill
be like,
me.
Grab two carts. You had to wait to get carts. It was like a fight over carts. And then you'd have two carts. You'd have them full. You'd have one kid on one cart. I hated it. But look at how much I remember it.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I remember my mom going, you go that way and see if you can get milk and orange juice.
At least your mom we're trusted gonna... you. My mom was like, just hold on to the cart. I'm like, could life be more goddamn boring than right now?
It was a military base. I mean, there wasn't...
That's fun.
Safe as a baby on there. There was very little that could happen.
My mom was like...
In trouble
no, my mom just didn't want me to, like,
mom.
be very ADD and be over. And it, she would whistle. Yeah. I'd like go off and like look at shit. And my mom would whistle through the store. And then I'd be like, I've been called. I've been summoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do.
See, yeah. Look at that. Look at what we remember from growing up. It was the in the trench hours. It wasn't these like magical moments that moms feel forced to create all the time.
No.
It wasn't missing my favorite book club night at school or whatever the shit
what
it is.
What book club are you a part of at
know.
School?
It's none the
of
thing that. I got to go to in a couple weeks.
Is it
and I
kids
think it's a
books
great
or
idea.
Adult books?
No, it's like a literacy night, which I get.
Barf.
Well, I think it's a great idea. You know, I'm probably going to make lemon bars for it, but look, I don't think
I
that's
will
what...
never lie faster than I'm like, I broke my femur. I can't go to that literacy night.
She just heals very quickly because she
yeah,
was
sorry,
at
now
a
I have to
cocktail
have to
night the next night.
yeah, I did just get an invite for a fireman policeman benefit or something. And I was like, RSVP, yes. what are they doing? They're washing a bus? Well,
okay, well.
It's weird. I have a bus all of a sudden.
I'll bring my tankini and see if I can help.
This is weird. I wore a tube top. I didn't know there was a dress code.
I'm just saying you don't have to be at all the stuff. Go to the fireman, right? Like
I have to go to a meeting tonight without my husband and without Finn. That's an informational meeting about his next
God.
School. And those kill me. God, okay, can I just say, I would just like to say this. And if this person magically listens to this podcast, I'm in deep shit. But
some
I would just
do,
like to say,
do.
I had to do a new parent Zoom that they put so much like
importance on. Yeah.
And of course I have a practice somewhere and I have a, so I'm putting this Zoom on and I have my camera on. Right. So there's like half that have their cameras on and half that don't. I'm like, you're multitasking right now. Right. But some bro is laying in his bed with the camera on and he's like this and he's got his camera on. He's got a comforter over him
God.
He is just fucking fine.
Do you know your camera's on?
Yeah, I would just like to say that guy, dad, is not sweating if he makes it to every game.
Dad
okay?
move, okay?
Like, I'm like, at any point, that guy's going to get out and be in his underpants
yikes.
And, like, go get a soda and crawl back into bed like this is a goddamn Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh, my God.
I was shocked. I was like, bro, somebody's got to tell you.
I did know this story, and the reason I know this story is because this bitch, she screenshot
that.
She sent it to me and was like, you ever done a Zoom call for school like this?
Like this?
Like,
let me show you the 50 women that are on this call.
I wish I had half the confidence of
this
dad. I mean, he's there. He showed up. And
I mean, yes. Okay. So that's a perfect example. He's there and he showed up, kind of.
Yeah. Expectations
for dad. Guess
what
he is? Fine.
Look, you want to do another podcast episode about the expectations for dad.
That's next.
Because I believe I mentioned one of the weekends we were gone touring. My daughter was fine when I left. I come back 4 days later. She has dandruff all of a sudden. I'm telling you, I don't know what happened in those 4 days, but it had nothing to do with Head and Shoulders.
Nope. And it absolutely didn't.
And the funny thing is, I was telling these moms about it last night. At the school event that we had to go to, and I was like, but don't say anything to my husband because he's going to feel bad. That guy walked in with the biggest stain on his shirt, and I was like, well, see, hygiene is not his strong suit. The expectations are not there like they are for a mom.
No, a woman is going to be like, he needs someone to care for him.
Yeah.
But a woman to woman is like, she's let herself go.
Yeah,
it's like, it's on us to say, take a break. I got your kid. You go get your nails done. Next week, you take my kid.
Yes.
And maybe take some videos so I feel good about it, you know, and I get my nails done.
Moms,
maybe we could do that.
I'm pretty sure if when we can, we show up, or when it doesn't break us emotionally or
we
financially, we show up. There's enough moms with camera phones.
Let's help each other.
We'll get it.
I would just like to say, Zoom laying in bed. Maybe we can just lower... Maybe we're past failing this shit and it shouldn't be for the grade because that guy doesn't fucking care about the grade. That was a new parent meeting and that bro was in his bed.
Oh my God. There's no new outfit. There's no touch up before that new
background set up. I'm trying to make my chin look nice. I'm trying to nod with the information. 45 minutes in, I'm like, I'm out. Like, I can't, like, let's just take it all the 45 edge
minutes
off.
In, Kristen's laying down with her shirt off and underneath the comforter.
I'm like, he can do it. Why can't I do it?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
right?
Of course, my thing says I mom so hard across the top. So I'm like, like, damn. Shit.
Well,
okay.
There's your permission. Kristen and Jen say you can be a B-minus this week.
Did we podcast?
I think so.
Who cares?
Let's go eat. It's
who cares?
It's a B-minus week.
Who cares? It's a B-minus week. Let's go eat our salads.
Pioneer.